Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Are you looking forward to being 100 years old, 130 years old? Well, I think the generations today are definitely going to be living a lot longer than our forefathers and foremothers would did. But we're going to be talking with two people today that have put together a very interesting book. It's called The 100 Year Diet. Guidelines and recipes for a long and very right, because these actually do taste good. I want to welcome to the show Blair Beebe, physician, and his lovely wife, Sue. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hello, Donna.
Well, your book, I thought, was really very good reading, and I loved the approach of looking at life from a perspective that I don't know that too many previous generations would have even thought was possible, and that is that we reach 100 years of age and then some, but not be doddering old, you know, dingbats. We're going to be physically active and physically fit and mentally fit. What promoted the interest for the two of you to put this together?
Well, during my many years in clinical practice, I've seen a parade of critically ill patients, mostly in an intensive care unit setting. And early on, I noticed that they were not old people, that they were mainly middle-aged, which I mean by that of age 40, 50, 60. And the illnesses that they had were preventable. These are people who had just failed to appreciate that their bad health habits, like smoking and obesity, sedentary lifestyle, would ultimately translate into heart attacks and strokes and diabetes and diseases like that that are partially preventable and sometimes even completely preventable. But once those diseases take root, the patient experiences a long, slow downward spiral. And I wanted to do something for my patients to break that pattern and to explain to them what was important and what was not.
Let me give you background on both of these people that really have a passion for what they do. Dr. Blair Beebe has been an associate executive director of the Permanente Medical Group, Kaiser Permanente, and physician in chief of Santa Teresa Hospital out of San Jose, California. He's board certified in internal medicine, a fellow of the American College of Physicians, and a former clinical faculty member in the Department of Endocrinology and Metabolism at Stanford University. And recently got a Master of Liberal Arts degree from Stanford. He's also been a member of the Medial Advisory Committee of the Technology Evaluation Center, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield Association in Chicago, and is a senior clinical consultant to Computer Sciences Corporation. And Sue Beebe has a master's degree in microbiology and an interest in nutrition on the cellular basis that stems from studying microorganisms. She's taught nursing students at two community colleges and at San Jose State University. She's been very much involved in the culinary field. She's attended three various cooking schools in France, and she loves Julia Child, and you can't go wrong with that combination, and Ina Garten, and she's incorporated the principles that have been established as nutritional guidelines for Americans in these recipes. We've got some recipes we're going to be able to share with you. Sue,
yes.
How does the study of microbiology have an influence on your culinary interests?
I think it really does, because in studying microbial nutrition, I was really studying vitamins and minerals and all kinds of food uptake by microorganisms. We are macroorganisms.
Mm-hmm.
We also share the same characteristics of needing certain nutrients in our diet in order to be healthy. And certain nutrients are toxic to microorganisms and to people. And so I wanted to find out more about all of that, both on a micro scale and a macro scale. And that was the beginning of my interest in nutrition and in cooking.
Now, both of you make quite a pair because you have so much in your backgrounds that really can be quite compatible. And Dr. Beebe, when you deal with internal medicine, and I've heard this from other physicians, in fact, there was one physician I had the chance to interview a couple of times, and he's also a forensic pathologist, and he said nutrition has become so important because he was able to see the effects on living people as well as doing the autopsies on them after they had passed away, and nutrition had had such, the lack of nutrition had had such a disastrous consequence that he had enough evidence to convince him. So he has been very much involved in a promotion of good nutrition, much like you're doing.
Well, I know pathologists for a long time have noted that the disease atherosclerosis, which causes the majority of heart disease and strokes,
mm-hmm.
begins very early in life. And unfortunately, we physicians don't have any tools to make that diagnosis early. We know that certain people are at risk, people who smoke or are overweight or have high blood pressure or sedentary lifestyle. We know that they're at risk, but we don't have any way to directly measure it the way a forensic pathologist can do it because he can look at it and see it. And in fact, we often can't detect diseases like heart disease or impending strokes, even when the disease is advanced. And at that point, it's very late because some people who have heart disease, the first indication that they even have heart disease is they have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really bad because a third of the time, a person with a heart attack will die of it, and usually in the first few minutes. And even if they survive, they don't have the same vigor that they would have had before, and they're vulnerable to recurrences of it. So prevention is so important because early on, it's sometimes very hard to detect very important major causes of disability and death until it's too late.
Now, you bring out some interesting points of information in the book regarding heart surgery. And, of course, I think there is a mentality that has been promoted for so long. This will fix this. We just do it in 30 seconds and everything's taken care of. Well, surgery is always, always something that has to be looked at very carefully because everybody responds differently to it. When you go into something like heart surgery, maybe if we actually saw some of these surgeries going on, we would be impressed with the fact of how wonderful the body is, and when it's taken care of, the preventative patterning can just enable us tremendously. And you talk about how the heart surgeries actually do not reduce mortality or the incidence of myocardial infarction compared to the anti-angiogenic drugs. And you give a quote here, there was a publication, and you say, heart surgery and angioplasty occasionally stabilize in the short term, but they provide no guarantee against future heart attacks. Now, a lot of doctors wouldn't have said that. Why do you feel it's important for you to bring that up?
Well, a lot of doctors do say it, but I don't know if patients always listen to that. There's a huge study that was done comparing the results in Boston versus the results in Toronto. In Boston, there were eight times as many open-heart surgeries and angioplasties done as there were in the city of Toronto in Canada. And yet the results, the longevity, the life expectancy, was the same in both cities in people who had heart attacks. The problem is that the heart disease, the underlying disease called atherosclerosis, involves all the arteries. It's diffuse throughout the heart and also in the vessels leading to the brain. And so just because we fix one narrowed area doesn't mean that a clot can't form in a different area in the same disease network of vessels. And so although open heart surgery and angioplasty can be life saving at time on the short run with certain very advanced forms of the disease, it's not very effective overall when we look at populations, and we can see that there really is no difference and how long people live after that kind of surgical procedure.
You bring up diabetes, and I have to say that in just the past week, I encountered about 10 individuals that I did not even know had diabetes, had symptoms, and most of them can do a great deal about it through diet, and yet that is so very, very difficult. Why do you think that diabetes has exploded? I mean, I can remember reading something about history, how in France, before the revolution, and this was in the 1700s, that diabetes was just rampant there. Physicians were able to diagnose it, and they just said it was amazing, and it was because of people not having availability of certain things when the revolution was going on. A physician noticed that his diabetic patients were having the problems they'd had before, and it was a change in diet. Tell us why this is so important and why you think it's so extreme right now.
Well, you know, diabetes was only in about 4% of the population in the middle of the 20th century. It's now estimated to be 8%. And, of course, the reason has to do with what we call the obesity epidemic. There was a government report just about a month ago that showed that two-thirds of Americans are either overweight or obese. And the kind of diabetes that we're seeing is called type 2 diabetes. That's 90% of all the diabetes. And that's very much related to obesity. And so it's because of this huge increase in the numbers of people who are overweight and obese that we're seeing the onset of diabetes. It's not so much the type 1 diabetes that we're seeing. It's the type 2 form. And it's also deadly. It carries with it a very big increase in cardiovascular risk.
You bring a point out in your book, and Sue, when we are talking about different foods and how they'll affect diet, I'd like to bring you in because of your background, but high fructose corn syrup. Now, this is something that there seems to be some controversy about. And of course, there's an ad on television that's running right now saying there's nothing wrong with the corn syrup. It has the same calories as regular sugar. Why is high fructose corn syrup not a positive thing to have? Now, we're not talking about something like, you know, once in a while. We're talking about on a regular basis. What is the difference between it and, let's say, other sugars?
The high fructose corn syrup is actually sweeter than glucose. Glucose is made of galactose and fructose together, two molecules. It's a disaccharide. High fructose corn syrup is made from just fructose, and it's sweeter. And that's why it's used in commercial products. And it causes more hunger. That's the whole reason why it's thought, why one is cautioned to limit the amount or stay away from it, because it increases appetite.
Oh, that's interesting. How did they determine that? When was that found?
Well, this is, you know, the studies on this are not as good, they're not as high quality as on some others, which is why the controversy. But the problem may very well be that if we take in a lot of sugar of any sort, and certainly high fructose corn syrup is something that people really like a lot, it may cause the blood sugar to rise very rapidly and then fall off very rapidly. And it's that fall off where the appetite comes back and people are hungry again, maybe an hour or so after eating. And I think that's the major gripe. Most of us are trying to get people to consume a diet that's higher in fiber and lower in simple sugars. And I think that that's almost more important. There is maybe a slight difference between high fructose corn syrup and regular table sugar or sucrose. And I think that that's less important than just the fact that we're consuming too much sugar.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say as we get older, a lot of vitamins are not absorbed very well, and we don't necessarily get what we need in our food. And one of the points that I thought was extremely interesting. Actually, there are four that are key points that you bring out. Vitamin B12 deficiency is common past the age of 70. Folic acid deficiency causes serious birth defects. Omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids may reduce coronary heart disease. And antioxidant supplements like vitamin E and resveratrol have doubtful benefits. Explain the antioxidant supplement one. Let's start with that one first.
Well, the antioxidants are just micronutrients, and there are a number of vitamins that are also antioxidants. They're both an antioxidant and a vitamin. And there are now literally hundreds of different types of antioxidants that we find in food. And they are important. They're important just like vitamins are important. However, some people have been advocating antioxidants in very high doses to try as a kind of health benefit. The one called resveratrol is the one that has been studied most. It's in various forms of vegetables and fruits. It's in red wine, and it's available in pills in health food stores. But so far, even though it's been studied a lot, there really isn't any evidence that it has any beneficial effect on health. And so I think that it's one of those items where maybe it's interesting, but there's so many more important things for us to pay attention to regarding our health, that I don't think that people ought to be too much concerned about that until a lot more is learned about whether it has any benefit at all.
You have also a very important point in here. Iron, calcium, and vitamin D can interact and interfere with each other if they're taken at the same time, especially with the absorption factor. So you need to not take them together. You need to take them at different times of the day. All of this is so interesting that when you look at it, it can really become overwhelming to the average individual. And when we're talking about people that are getting into their 70s, typically what I've noticed is that they eat poorly. A lot of them, their spouses are gone, they're alone, they just eat little bits of something, they're not all that attentive. I hope that we're going to see more of a change with the older population, and they realize how important it is for them to invest in supplements for themselves, but knowing how to take those supplements effectively is very important. And of course, through food is, when you get it through food, that's absolutely the optimum.
Well, that's in part why I wrote the recipes, because they are easy to prepare and they are very tasty. So I was hoping that people who are single, who are preparing meals for themselves, would be interested in preparing these meals for themselves. Or even better, inviting neighbors over to share them.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
The most important thing about the iron and calcium issue is that they combine, and they form a salt in the intestines, and they're not absorbed. So we need to take iron tablets and calcium tablets, especially young women, separately, and not to take them at the same time. And I would comment, I know that you're up in Tacoma. Vitamin D is much more important for you up there than it is for people in California, because there's so much sunlight in California.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
and you,
true.
And you have overcast skies, so vitamin D is, and usually you take vitamin D3, which is cholecalciferol. One of those a day is probably a good idea for most people who are living in a climate where where the sky is overcast a lot.
Oh, I agree. I just think that is so important. It makes such a difference. And there's just so much research on that. And people, when they're in those environments and have gray skies, like we have here in the Pacific Northwest, in the Seattle area, we are noted for a lot of liquid gold falling and a lot of gray that goes along with that liquid gold. So there's many people that will say, well, they can't live here because it's just too oppressive. It's the same thing up in Alaska. It's the same thing in any northern kind of environment. A lot of Canadians have the same, depending on where they are. They may or may not get a lot of sun. So it's very important. Let's talk about some of these delicious recipes in here, because your book has got so much good nutritional information in it, but also it has some absolutely wonderful recipes, and you give the calories in it and all kinds of things. And I really like, Sue, what you said about inviting people over. I think that one of the things that if you can do that and everybody can contribute into maybe preparing a special meal, one, you have the company,
mm-hmm.
and two, you're not going to be eating the same thing all the time, and three, it's fun to just say, what are we going to do this week, or what are we going to do tonight? And I just think that's a great, great idea. You have a recipe in here called what's called sable fish and new potatoes with a honey mustard glaze.
Oh, yes. That's a very good recipe.
Now, sable fish. Tell us about this fish. I'm not familiar with a sable fish. It's not wrapped in fur, I'm sure.
It's also called monk fish.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
Okay, and you can substitute any white fish, really, for the sable fish, but sable fish and monk fish have a little bit more oil than, for instance, flounder or sole,
mm-hmm.
and that makes the recipe particularly good. The recipe calls for a honey mustard glaze on potatoes. The recipe takes about 45 minutes, which is longer than most of the recipes, and that's because you need to roast the potatoes first.
Uh-huh.
And then, toward the end of the time, put in the fish and coat everything with the honey mustard. If you use the honey mustard right away, you'd have charcoal in the bottom of the pan,
mm-hmm.
so you wouldn't want to do that.
Right, and when you put it in towards the end, you've got all that rich flavor that goes right
along
with it. Oh, yes,
it's just wonderful. Another thing I would point out in the book are the tips and tricks, because those are things that I've learned over the years for making food tastier and healthier. For instance, a lot of recipes call for using a quarter of a cup of cream or a half of a cup of cream to make a sauce at the end of the recipe. And I found that you can enrich non-fat milk with powdered milk and make it a little bit thicker. And that added to a broth can taste almost as like cream and really makes the whatever you're making very good.
You also had something in your tips that I thought was quite interesting, and it was a non-fat chicken sausage. Now,
all of
us have heard about, you go to the store, you can buy the turkey sausage. But if you can't find it, and I thought, well, this is really good, because all you do is use a food processor. It's a pound of ground turkey or ground chicken, 1 pound of same, and a teaspoon of ginger, and a teaspoon of powdered sage or poultry season, and a quarter of a teaspoon of hot pepper flakes. And you mix that together, and you've got a wonderful homemade sausage. And, again, all you have to do is just take whatever you've got, whatever lean meat you have, the chicken or the turkey, and just put it in your food processor, and you've got it ground in just seconds.
That's absolutely correct. And you don't have to have those fatty sausages. You can make it yourself. You can add any flavor. The flavor that I suggested is an American sausage flavor, but if you wanted to make them Italian, you could add fennel seeds and oregano and hot peppers. Or if you wanted to make them Spanish, you could once again, add the hot peppers and probably cumin.
Mm-hmm.
So you can change the flavor and use it in whatever recipe you would like.
Now, a lot of these things that you have, a lot of these recipes, like you've got an Irish-Italian stew, which I thought was a great title.
Oh, that's really good.
Irish-Italian, what a combination.
Uh-huh.
And actually, the ingredients are just wonderful. Chicken, carrots, potatoes, onions, celery, olive oil, tomato sauce, all kinds of seasonings. You even make dumplings with it. And, you know, the proportion side. Now, that's something you bring out with the recipe. It is the portion size. So if someone did make up one of these recipes and they have containers, they actually could freeze if they wanted to make four servings for themselves, if they were single, or, you know, if you've got a family, it's all going to be gone. You're not going to have any leftovers. But it is something that if you wanted to cook ahead, if you're a busy person, you can do this for yourself. And the recipes are very, very easy that you have in your book, The 100-Year Diet.
I think that's a great idea for someone, because portion control is so, so important. I think putting the food away before you snack on it or before you take too big a portion is the way to go.
Now, you do something with spaghetti that I thought was interesting, and it's whole wheat spaghetti.
Yes.
You have whole wheat spaghetti with lemon and pepper sauce.
Uh-huh.
And I can remember years ago a friend of mine who had a large family, one of the family's favorite dishes was pasta with peas and Parmesan.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Italians are known for using pasta and all kinds of sauces, and they're not heavily laden
yes.
with monstrous calories. They use a lot of vegetables in their sauces, and they like the flavors because to them it's very important.
Yes.
And the Mediterranean diet is one that you pretty much have felt was significant, and you sort of used that as a model, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We used a lot of recipes from the Mediterranean region. We also have a whole section on Asian food, and some of the recipes you'll notice are Southwestern. So I think all of those recipe cultures, all of those cuisines, get by without a lot of saturated fat. The food has a lot of flavor from spices and vegetable combinations, and it's much healthier. The spaghetti with lemon and pepper that you were referring to is very tasty without Parmesan cheese. You don't absolutely have to add the fat flavor because the flavor is coming from the pure fruit, the zest of the lemon.
Well, I have to tell you, one of the favorite recipes that I have in here is your dark chocolate rye.
Oh,
and
yes.
My husband and I are real fans of the dark bread. We love the Russian dark bread, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is very much like this.
Yes.
So you have some marvelous recipes here. Now, the book, The 100-Year Diet, Guidelines and Recipes for a Long and Vigorous Life, as I said when we opened the show, this can taste good. You don't have to not have good food. And we all want to eat and eat well and enjoy physical health, but we don't want to have to go to extremes. And I think your book and your information about supplements, et cetera, is so valuable. Do you have a website people can go to?
Yes, the website is BlairBeebe.com, BlairBeebe. It's all one word for the website. And it connects to the publisher if you wanted to buy a copy, but it's also available through BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com or PalsBook.com. So it's widely available through the internet bookstores, plus some bricks and mortar stores. I know it's in some of the Barnes and Noble stores.
Well, I think this is delightful. And for those of you listening, you know, the statistics are that 1 in every 1,000 Americans will be in a hospital bed as we are speaking. 1 in 1,000. Look, we have to take personal responsibility for our lives. These are two people, Sue and Blair Beebe, who have not only a passion for good food and for living a vibrant life, but because of their background, they're saying, won't you pay attention to what we've learned and won't you use it to make your life richer and healthier? Take charge. Go get their 100-year diet book. And it's not dieting for the sake of dieting. It's a style of eating. It's a fashion of eating that is going to enable you to enjoy your life in a healthy way. Sue and Blair, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Well, thank you.
It's very nice to talk to you, Donna.
It's been a pleasure. We are taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away. This is Donna Siebel. More good things to share with you. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTab Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Siebel accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Siebel will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Siebel to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Hey, telephone lines are open, and if you'd like to chat with me, this is a great time to do it. 877, toll-free numbers, 877-876-5227, worldwide, 888-815-9756. Now, again, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Now, remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. I'm an information resource, and I got an email from someone that said, gee, Donna, how do you do this? It's a discipline. That's right, a discipline. It's so hard sometimes for people when they hear the word psychic. I like to call myself a mental practitioner because I practice and work with the skills of the mind, and that's why I chose that terminology. But when you hear the term psychic, so often you seem to think it has to come out from some ethereal woo-woo world, and it doesn't. This is something we are all born with, but it's up to us to cultivate it. Some of us may have more of a disposition towards this, but believe me, I wasn't born out in left field on the planet Jupiter. That's not the reason why these skills have evolved. that I've had a compatible capability in developing them. That's true. But I had to work a lot of years, and I did a lot of public work for like 10 years before I even considered going professional. And at the time that I did it, it was like most of the people that I saw as professionals just weren't professional at all. So remember, this is a tool. And in today's world, fortunately, we're able to talk about this so much more openly. We have a language that has developed around it that makes us more comfortable to discuss it. And I think it's important to recognize that it belongs to everybody. But it's always up to the individual as to whether or not they're going to use it. So if you want to chat with me about any kind of psychic experience you've had, if you'd like for me to give you a reading, give me a call, 877-876-5227-888-815-9756. Hey, 3 days to the Pacific Northwest Women's Show. Oh, I'm so excited. And the reason I'm so excited is because I, on the first day, on the 27th, this coming Friday, I am going to be hosting the Girls Talk stage, and I'm going to be bringing in 5 wonderful women here from the Pacific Northwest, and we're going to be talking about money. We're going to be talking about how to take care of yourself, how to be optimally where you want to be physically, and also dealing with relationships. I mean, we've got all kinds of things we're going to talk about. And you're going to have a chance to say hello to me, and you're going to be able to interact if you so desire. If you have questions, you're going to be able to ask these experts. And if you're a woman entrepreneur, we're going to have somebody from that's very knowledgeable about getting loans through the Small Business Administration. So we've got a lot going on. This is on Friday the 27th from 11 till 4. I will have a guest at the top of each hour, and we're going to have that opportunity to chat. And don't forget, I'm in booth number 407, and I'm going to be doing many readings for people during the entire weekend. So grab your girlfriends, make it a date on your calendar, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all 3 days. If you can only make one, come on down. My gracious, you're going to have a blast. It's absolutely wonderful. And do stop by and say hello. And at our booth, we're going to have some wonderful drawings of items. We're going to be talking about some of the things that are going to be available for those of you that will come in to Seattle to the Quest Convention Center. So I hope to see you there. And if you need any more information, just give me a call, or better yet, go to their website. My number is 800-872-8852, but go to Northwest Women's Show. That's NW, you can abbreviate it, Northwest Women's Show in Seattle, and you will find that you'll have all kinds of great detail there. So hope to see you there. And don't forget, April 25th, we are going to be having a class at the Center for Spiritual Living in downtown Tacoma. Now, this is all day on a Saturday. It's $95 for the class. If you mention the Donna Sebo Show, or if you pick up a postcard from me at the Northwest Women's Show, then you'll get a $10 discount on it. But it's a day that is investing in yourself, and that is so important. So call my office if you want more details. Again, that's in Tacoma, Washington. And I'll have further details for you once the women's show is all finished. Give me a call at 800-872-8852. That's my office if you want to have more information. Are you an independent business owner? Is your business at home? Well, if you're like so many people who are in business for themselves, the home office is so valuable. Why? Because you're going to save on gasoline. It's going to save on insurance costs to a degree, depending on what kind of business you're doing. And in our world today, the Internet has become so significant that it has enabled many people to develop businesses out of the home. But when you do a home business, well, it's a little different than going into the office, because if you have a family, you might be interrupted a lot. You've got dogs. You've got cats. They may slip on your computer. You just never know what's going to happen when you have a business at home. And also, there's a tendency to get sidetracked. If you put in a few hours, and then maybe you go down into the kitchen, and all of a sudden there's something on television, and you go, whoa, this is a cool program. Before you know it, 6 hours have gone by, and you go, oops, I forgot to get the contract down. So what is it that you can do? The perks are big when you're able to work at home. It saves money on so many different levels, but it can cause you to underworked and maybe overworked. So what are some of the tips? Well, Mark Lansbaum has some good ideas, and I thought I would share them with you today. Number one, discipline, the big D word. Yes, discipline. You need to remember, too, when you are working in your office, to give yourself breaks, not four-hour breaks, but maybe 5, 10, 15-minute breaks. It's good to get up from the computer and stretch and just move around, maybe get yourself a cup of coffee or a hot tea or something like that, just so that you're not sitting at the computer for real long periods of time. But you need to remember that it is going to take discipline. And if you're fortunate in where you have your office, if you're able to set it up in such a way that you can close the door and establish, let's say, with the family, when you see the door closed, do not disturb. Understand, this is my business. I have to take care of it. And it doesn't take long. They'll figure that out. Now, you need to have some schedules. And boy, is it tough when you start going through email. If you're like me, you've got maybe a few hundred that you get, and you go, oh, groan, I've got to go through all of this. Because sometimes in the midst of all of what you call email trash, you may have some important messages, and it may be necessary for you to respond to them quickly. So you've got to make your phone calls. You need to look at times when you're going to do that and have them set so that you don't get sidetracked into that. Because what you will find is that it's so easy to get sidetracked, and before you know it, your day is gone. Also, defer gratification. Rewards work, but they seem to be rewards if you get one anytime you want. So, out-of-home employers reward their people with breaks every couple of hours. You should do that for yourself, too. But don't take a break if you've already put a nap in the middle when you're supposed to be working. Mark has a good sense of humor. Also, remove temptations. Computer game? Are you one of those people that just hardly can pass up a good computer game? Well, take them off of your office computer. Don't have that stuff on your computer. If you're an email or instant message aholic, who would have thought we would have ever had that kind of a title to give to someone? You just need to close those out so you won't get buzzed every time somebody that sends you a message. It goes, you go, oh, gee, I've got to answer that. Sort of like having the information on your phone, the buzz on your phone, the click that lets you know that somebody's there. You need to make it okay that you don't answer it. Also, stifle the phone. Speaking of phone, there's no need to answer every incoming telephone call every time the phone rings. That's what voicemail is for. And you know what? People understand that. If they don't, they've got a problem. When you're in business for yourself, it's important to remember that. And also, you need to set some limits. And you know what? You may need to have regular times where you can either get outside, or maybe you've got something you've got to do. Maybe you've got dogs like I do, and you have to walk them every day. Well, try to do it so it's at the end of your schedule if possible. And I'll tell you a tip that I think is really good, and that is having an alarm. It is so important. I know when I'm reviewing people, if I get up early in the morning, like at 5 in the morning, and I'm doing reviews for people, and maybe I've got an appointment with a client at 8, set that alarm. Set that alarm, and it'll make you on time. You won't be late. So these are just little tips if you have a business of your own. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take our first call today. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi.
And who am I speaking with?
My name is Sunny.
Hi, Sunny. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I actually live in Black Mountain area.
Oh, my goodness. Black Mountain?
Yes.
I have a member of my family that's close to that area.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it is just absolutely gorgeous. The Carolinas are incredibly gorgeous. But you can keep your chiggers.
I know. Oh.
Anyway, hon, we're going to go on a break for just a minute. Will you stay on the line, and when we come back, I'll get right to you.
Oh, certainly.
All right. This is Donna. We're going to be talking with Sunny, and hey, if you want to give me a call, here are the numbers, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, is a show that's all about you, with 500 exhibits, free seminars, free samples, fashion shows, Gilles Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars, and Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors, plus shopping with great women's show specials, March 27th through 29th at Quest Field Event Center. Show information at nwwomensshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you want to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Let's link up with Sunny in the Black Mountain area near Charlottesville. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, let's do it to it. Sunny,
yes.
The first thing that is coming into my mind is I want you to have more confidence in yourself. And the reason I'm saying this is that apparently you are considering joining a new organization.
Yes.
And as you are coming into that environment, someone may want you to consider running for an office. And I think you're going to say, holy Joseph, do I need to do this? I don't think I need to do this. And so all kinds of negative self-talk is going to be coming into play. I'd like for you to make it okay to accept the opportunity and say, if you feel like I'm qualified to do this, let's talk about it. What are the responsibilities? How much time commitment am I going to have to make with this? What is it going to entail? Who do I need to be in touch with? Get the specifics, because if you do that, then you're going to find that it will give you a clear idea, number one, if you want to do it, and number two, why someone would have chosen you. And I'll tell you what, I think you're going to accept it. And I think not only are you going to accept the opportunity, even though there's no money in it, so to speak, there's something else that's in it. And it's going to prove to you your own talents and your own capabilities. And you're really quite good, and you just need to have what I call practical experience. So be aware. Do not be afraid of being one of those elected persons. And once you have had your time in office, then that is going to establish a level of credibility for you within the community of persons that you are associated with. And also you're going to discover that you really do like being in a position of working with people as a team, and you like seeing other people enjoy the success that comes with being a part of a very cohesive team. So this is something that I think is going to help you grow more into your own entrepreneurial self, and it also will show you that when you're ready to go on with some additional specialized training and education, that it's really the right thing for you to do. So I think you're sort of testing the waters of the unknown right now, and I really like this. I think this is terrific. I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to realize that you really have been recognized by some individuals because they see your potential, and they want you to be able to step up to the plate. And if you don't try, you won't know. So
yeah.
I say go for it.
That's so true.
Sunny, what did you want to ask me about today?
You know, I've been looking at my family members and friends since I moved here. They all want to come and stay. And I have different career goals, and I am trying to start an organization, and I'm trying to look at being able to do different things. But I feel like telling, I used to be a yes person. I feel like telling everyone no so I can get things done that I need to get done. But it's strange to me because I'm wanting to tell most of the people from my past no, and a lot of newer people yes. I don't know what's going on with that, but I just wondered, is that something where I'm being real stubborn? Because anyone who feels like they're going to drain me, I've tended to feel like I need to go ahead and let them know they need to find another place to stay because I'm trying to keep my focus right now.
I think that's one of the most intelligent plans you could ever come up with. I think you have articulated so clearly and so well your own growth. And saying no to individuals is a big step forward.
Oh,
and saying yes to what you know you need to do for yourself. And if someone looks at you and says, well, I think you're being very selfish, you're going to say, yes, I am. I am being selfish. You're absolutely correct. Because if I don't invest in me, who else is?
Yeah.
You're not going to. You're not in a position to do it. And I really think that you must take responsibility for your own life. I must say no at this time. I have responsibilities that I've got to take care of, and I can't take care of you at the same time. You're not talking about a two-year-old here.
Yeah.
These are adults that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
And they need to be responsible for themselves. And if you take care of you, believe it or not, when you invest in yourself, you're going to be able to do so much more good for others because you'll have the clarity. And not only that, Sunny, but you know something that's even better? You're going to be an example for other people. You're going to be able to say to other men and women, but especially women, it's all right to say no. The world isn't going to hate you for it. There might be a couple of people that resent you for it. But you're going to be able to demonstrate to them your value, your worth.
Thank you. That makes sense. And I was wondering, you have answered two questions in one. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to assist people by constantly doing what I'm starting to do. So thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. I compliment you because you are articulating your concerns so clearly. And it's good. Do that for yourself. You're worth it. You're worth it. Stop and think about some of these people that drain you. They focus on themselves most of the time. If you really take a good look at them, that they may not want to be responsible for the results in their lives, well, that's their challenge, not yours. Not your job to fix them.
Thanks.
You have a wonderful day, dear.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome, Sunny. How'd you learn about the show?
One of my friends in Atlanta told me about you, and I was thinking, wow, you are definitely wonderful. I love this show.
Oh, thank you so much. Will you tell your friend?
I'll be listening.
Take care, dear. I've got to go. Almost out of time.
Okay.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Sometimes life gives us a good, swift kick, doesn't it? And we never like it when we get kicked, but usually it gets us up our mental duct, sometimes our physical duct, so that we go, wait a minute, that hurt. Do I want more of that, or do I want to be able to make my own momentum? And that's life. It's not good. It's not bad. Hey, just realize that you've got talents and capabilities, and you are so desperately needed, whoever you are, wherever you are in this world, whatever circumstances you may be going through. You are special, and you've got a gift to bring to this world, and if you do invest in yourself, you've got nothing but sunshine and blessings to shower upon others. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be right here, same time, same place. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about how we can be fit and exercise just with a pair of shoes. Could you believe that? Ortho tip. We're going to be talking with Pete Smith tomorrow. We'll be here, same time, same place, right on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.